You guys, you know what day it is?
It's Friday!
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the pre-weekend. Friday does feel like a birthday because it's Friday.
It's the week's birthday.
Yeah! It's the birth of the weekend. All right. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And I feel like we should start the day in a way that would make us happy, talking about Zac Efron.
Yeah, we have to talk about Zac.
Our boyfriend, the show boyfriend.
I don't know. This is not going to give you, like, tingles, really. It's just, there's a bunch of eye rolls. There's some questions. We've got more questions than answers, but it'll be delightful nonetheless. So Zac Efron, of course, has been on the tip of our tongues for
years.
But specifically in the last week or so, actually, I find this interesting. And this will tell you a lot about who we are as people. The story that we were talking about in relation to Zac Efron involved Zac Efron and his supposed girlfriend, Vanessa Valadares. Mm-hmm. She is, I wouldn't really call her an influencer. She's kind of a model person who was like casually just working at this, like, you know, hippie, like surf cafe, very whole grain. And they met and fell in love, allegedly, supposedly. And we kind of were following their trajectory of their relationship. Mm-hmm. Well,
waiting for him to be loose, what? Free from her grips.
Oh, yeah. But we also were like, this is just a hot mess because we read some blind items that said essentially that relationship is crap. But remember, I said this is going to tell you a lot about us as people.
Yeah.
And that's because we were talking about the supposed end of that relationship. Meanwhile, the world became focused with another story about Zac Efron that I find to be less... It's not that it's not an important issue, but everybody was talking about his face. Let's be real.
Yeah.
They were talking about his face.
And not in the way we talk about his face.
Yeah. They were talking about his face because, yes, his face has changed. And we were like, well, okay, so I don't know if you know this, but Zac seems to be the kind of person who likes to manipulate, change his appearance on occasion. Mm-hmm. See Baywatch. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets really obsessed and focused. I like to just armchair psychoanalyze Zac Efron on occasion.
I bet he loves that.
I'm sure most people do.
It's the best part of your relationship.
I kind of think, like, he's really struggled with some stuff when it comes to his image. Mm-hmm. And I think that's weighed heavily on him because he seems very focused on his outward
appearance.
Image.
Yeah.
And that's totally relatable, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's not unusual. But the unrelatable part is, like, we're not doing that under the magnifying glass of the entire world.
Right.
So I can only imagine. Anyway, everybody was obsessed with his face. Remember, I said this is going to tell you about us. Mm-hmm. So we were focused on his fake publicationship. Everyone else was talking about his face. Well, that is the story that sort of, like, that tells you actually more about the world and less about us. The world is more concerned with the outside.
Right.
We're concerned with what's on the inside.
Right, because we love him.
Yes, and because we really want to know what's actually going on. Now, his face continues to be a topic for discussion all over the world. In fact, according to the Daily Mail, his very best friend, one of his closest friends, has finally weighed in on the actor's appearance. And, well, I thought we should really just go there because the world seems to want to be there.
Okay, so his best friend, you mean like his brother, Dylan, who he's known for his whole life? And
no, okay. I'm talking about 49-year-old Australian radio host Kyle Sandilands from the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Okay. Kyle Sandilands, who got invited to a birthday party and now has crawled so far up Zac Efron's rear that he has come out of Zac Efron's mouth and apparently is telling us all of Zac's secrets. That guy?
I mean, clearly, we're not bitter.
No. I mean, we host a radio show and we love Zac. We've loved him longer.
I see what you're doing there.
What? Like, it's true.
We were like Radio Zach before Zach was Radio Zach.
We knew the beauty of Zac Efron years. And then now Kyle Sandilands.
I own his clothes. Who's closer?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now Kyle Sandilands arrives on the scene, goes to a birthday party, and suddenly he's the mouthpiece? No, I'm not here for this, but what did he say?
Well, the Daily Mail is like, Zac Efron sparked surgery rumors last week. Also, surgery is kind of severe. Some people... Anyway, Kyle Sandilands, one of the actor's closest friends, has weighed in on the debate. As told by Kyle Sandilands. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
he says...
Check the source on that.
He says, there's no way that Baywatch... And I'm not going to do my bad Australian accent because there are actual Australian people I love and care for in the world.
Yeah.
I don't care for them, but I mean, I care for them.
You know them. No,
I know them.
You have that.
I have that. I know that. There's no way that Zach, who's only 33, has secretly gone under the knife. He shut down speculation on Friday's The Kyle and Jackie O Show. I would know if he'd had any plastic surgery.
Okay, what? Sorry, what was that?
Oh, you don't understand Australian? I know.
I'm sorry.
You're not as worldly as I am.
You didn't have subtitles. So.
I know. I would know if he had any plastic surgery.
Okay, it sounds like Kyle Sandilands had his tongue removed.
I would know if he'd had any plastic surgery, okay. Kyle declared. Of course you would.
Oh my
god,
Holly hit the button because my eyes just, I almost lost them.
Bye.
Jeez. Oh my word.
That's before he told his co-host Jackie O Henderson, she's Irish. No, I think it's just Jackie O.
Oh.
Henderson. That of course Zach has not had any work done. He said it would be pointless for the High School Musical heartthrob to have had surgery because he's already so good looking. And I did hear this clip. This is what he said. It's like getting a no. It's like that was like really bad British.
I'm not sure what that was, but I was here for it.
It's like getting a Picasso and having a kid finger paint all over it. Why bother? I mean, I will agree with you in the sense that Zach's face... Well, actually, I would never call somebody's face a Picasso painting because...
No, that's...
Anyone who knows a Picasso painting...
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
that's not the analogy no. you're going for. Sister Wendy would not approve. But his point being that... A masterpiece doesn't need finger paint.
You cannot improve upon a masterpiece
yeah.
with any kind of paint, frankly.
Somebody tell that Jesus lady.
Holly, tell, yeah, what was the...
Fresco Jesus?
Fresco Jesus.
Fresco Jesus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the person who tried to improve the Jesus fresco and it turned yeah. into a...
Not to be confused with Fresca.
Now,
which is a whole different... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fresca Jesus? Oh, God, I've been to Fresca... I've worshipped Fresca Jesus. This last year specifically, Fresca Jesus was holding out. So Kyle Sandilands doesn't know crap.
Truth.
They did. I will say that, the Daily Mail then went to a doctor by the name of Anthony Yown, who offered his own take on Zach's look in a TikTok video.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Now here's what I found interesting. You guys, again, we're talking about Zac Efron. Tell me what you think about this, Colleen.
Okay.
In a TikTok video uploaded on Sunday, Dr. Yown claimed Zach may have undergone dental surgery.
Right.
But not plastic surgery, as some fans have speculated. He said, quote, everyone is talking about Zach and how strange he looks. Has he had surgery to reshape his jawline, Botox, or fillers? I don't think so. I actually think he's had dental surgery.
I can see how that would be. Now, so what's interesting about it is there's a picture that everybody is analyzing.
Yeah.
And it is a still from an actual video.
Yeah, it's a Facebook video.
Yep. But it's so interesting to me that it's like the one still, which is like judging somebody for their in-between face.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I certainly feel like it could be possible. I don't know why not.
Here's the thing.
But there is some stuff happening. I mean, like you can tell that there have been some fillers used and some things used, which I am not judging that because I use them. So if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for Zach.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think I don't care about what he's doing to his face. I mean, I have an opinion about his appearance, but like I also have an opinion on your face. and I have an opinion on Holly's face.
Are you going to share those?
What?
I'm just
no, kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding in the sense that, like, we all have
right.
gut reactions to things that are probably very primal and vestigial, and yep. who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I also wipe my butt several times a day, but yeah. you don't need to know the details several. Of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, like, I'm
are
not...
like rear ends.
Yeah.
Everybody has them, and yeah. it matters not. I mean, could it be a dental surgery? Sure. Could but it be that he had some reconstructive stuff done and Kyle Sandilands isn't as close to him as he thought? Sure.
I also think, like, it's fine to just talk. Like, I also think we need to, like, let it. It's hard. It's hard. It's a complicated issue. I'm not trying to solve the world's problems. And, like, oh, it's just easy for me to just rattle this off in, like, 30 seconds left of a segment on midday radio. But I also think, like, I'm not going to over. Like, sure, his face looks different.
Yeah.
Like, what did he do? That's a fine question to ask. He is a public figure who traffics in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what? Like, you would have to, like, expect that we're all just going to look the other way when it's a medium with our eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And every single one of us, or I guess I can't speak for the world such as, but we do things in the name of vanity.
Of course.
So that we put our best foot forward. And we want to look the way that we want to look. And we do things in order to achieve that.
Yes. Yeah. And it is our prerogative. And all I would like to say to Zac Efron is, I love you.
I would like to hold you through this pain. And Kyle Sandilands needs to shut it down.
Yeah, seriously. Zac, you're better off with us. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, be our friends.
When we Please? Return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to get a dirt alert from Holly Roberts. It's a dirt alert here on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.